Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome and thank you for tuning into In the Arms of the Angels, hosted by Dr. Kai McNeil on Spiritual Connections Radio.
Hey everybody, it's Mark Rawson, and it is Thursday, and I love the date. It's actually 10-10-2013. If you add all those numbers up, I used to do a lot of numerology. If you add those numbers up, you actually get the path number 8, which is absolutely very incredible. So this is actually a very special show. We are, as you know, going to be bringing in Dr. Connie in a minute. She does In the Arms of the Angels every Thursday from 8 to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. If you miss any part of the show or if you want to go back and listen to any of the older shows, tons of information being taught by her every week. Lots of great messages from the angels. And you can find out access to those links to the replays and everything by going to the website www.spiritualconnectionsradio.com. As always, on the half-hour mark, we'll take a commercial break, and we will start taking callers for some angel readings and some guidance. If you don't have the number, it's 646-716-9663. That's 646-716-9663. And with that, I'm going to say, Dr. Connie?
I'm here.
Hello. It's great to have you on the air, as always. And I'm going to let you go ahead and run with us.
All righty. Thank you, Mark. Good evening. My name is Dr. Connie McNeil. I have a website at www.drconniesays.com. And I have information on there about angels, life lessons. I have a for sale a information on relationships, on how to maintain a relationship that's not going anywhere. So if you're stuck in a relationship and it doesn't seem to be moving, or you're not in a relationship and you want one, there's probably some things that you're doing that are maintaining what that is. So this is it's pretty good information on if you really want to stay single or remain in a mundane relationship, then this is definitely the stuff that you want to get. As I was preparing for this evening, as I always do, I was driving, and I was asking Archangel Michael, and I said, please help me to have a knowing that this is exactly what you want me to speak on tonight. And I was thinking especially about people that are hit or may be hit by the, not only the financial crisis that we seem to be in. I'm listening to people saying, if they don't, if Washington doesn't do something, I'm going to lose my job. I'm going to lose my the support that I get from the government. So it's really putting a lot of people in a where they're feeling backed up against the wall. And other, I know that a lot of you out there either are going through a dark time or know someone who's going through a dark time. So as I was talking to Archangel Michael and I was praying, and he said, I am not going to tell you what you're going to speak on tonight. I'm going to show you. And I was, as I said, I was driving, and I crested a hill, and it had been kind of dark, and where I was, it had been raining and it had stopped. But I crested this hill, and there was this huge panoramic view that went for miles. And on one corner, where the road was leaving me, it was getting darker and darker, and I could see that it was raining. And I knew, now I'm going to cry during this, guys, because this is so powerful. And this is one of those times where the angel messages were so crystal clear on how much we are loved and how much we are guided, that it's, and I'm so humbled to be to be able to present this message straight from the mouth of Archangel Michael. So I'm crossing this hill, and I see the rain. And I haven't hit it yet, but I know it's coming. And the sky is darker and darker. And it's, in fact, the entire drive home, which took about an hour and a half, the entire drive home, I was covered under like a gray blanket. So I'm going into the rain. And there are also extreme gusts of wind. And part of my drive, it's literally white-knuckle driving. The rain is very hard. I'm being pushed by the wind. And the rain that's hitting is not only hitting my windshield and my car, but it's also going sideways on the road in front of me. And it was really, really extremely treacherous. And I was also getting the overspray from the cars in front of me, the rain, the wetness from the road that would spring up from their tires and hit my windshield. And what Archangel Michael was telling me, that there are those times when you are going to go through the extreme dark times. And there are going to be environmental things, people that just do things to you that seem to make things worse. People that are unfair, people that cheat, people that lie. There was a woman at my job, and everybody was very excited. She was going to have a child. And there were emails that were going out, you know, everyone was celebrating that she'd had this baby. And then all of a sudden, the email came out that there was something wrong with the child, and it was in intensive care. And then the emails came out when the viewing was going to be. So, and this all happened like within maybe a week. So bad things happen. And most of you out there can raise your hand and say, I can tell you a tragic story of my own. So Archangel Michael was very clear to say that there are those times when you are going to go through these very dark times. But when I got the panoramic view, I could see that the dark times were only a small portion of the vista that I saw, and that intermingled with the gray clouds were patches of blue sky, white fluffy clouds, peace, calm, no wind, no rain. But when you're in the midst of the dark, all you see is the dark. But Michael is saying that when you get past the dark, and you will, when you get past the dark, you go into the light. And I know everybody says that, and I'm not telling you anything you don't already know. But the point of this is, it was a visual message from Michael to say, this is what people need to hear, because there are people very much in fear of their jobs. They may have already lost their job. They may have other issues that are going on. This is a very dark time for a lot of people. And Michael is saying, you hold on. Because Michael, as I could see the vista, Michael sees the vista. If you hold on, the blue is there. It's not like it's going to be created. It's like it's already there, because I saw it. So he wants you to know that there are dark times, but he also wants you to know that there are good times. That the light is there, that the respite is there, that there's a like the seasons change and the tides go in and out. There's a cycle. And if you are in the gray or the rain or the black, you will be in the blue. I can guarantee you, you will be in the blue. And if you are in the blue right now, you will be in the black, because that's the way that that life cycles. And it's very important for us who are on a spiritual journey to understand that I didn't do anything wrong by driving into the rain. That's where my path took me. So just because we go through times when we feel like life has turned its back on us, we're not being punished. We're just going wherever the path we have laid out for ourselves goes, and whatever path you take, whether you're on your way to the brothel or whether you're on your way to church, whatever path you take, there's going to be the dark and there's going to be the light. And what I very clearly saw, that when we call out for the angels, it's not like they're 10,000 miles away and they are hearing it at a distance and just sort of, you know, waving some sort of blessing on us. They hover. They huddle. They are so close that they're practically standing right in front of you, nose to nose. They're that close. And they huddle. And they just wait for us to call on them, because they are so wanting to be a part of not only the dark, but the light too. But especially those times when we feel so vulnerable, they literally, I can see it, they literally surround us. And they are just waiting to pour their blessings on us. So, and again, the whole time that I was driving home, I was under a blanket of gray. And a lot of the times, even when we're not in the dark, dark times, and we're not always there, and we're not always in the light, it seems that a lot of the time we're just in the gray. We want something. We don't quite know when it's going to come or how it's going to come or where it's going to come. But we know that there's something out there. It's that gray kind of wait. It's the waiting. So most of my journey was either a little bit of rain or just being in the gray. And for most of us, we have requests out to the universe. And it's the waiting and the knowing that we're going to get what we want. And it's learning the life lessons that God's going to give us as we're waiting. Some of the lessons that I learned in my drive home that Michael wanted me to share with you. When I was driving and it was dark and I pretty much could only see the car in front of me. It was that much rain. And again, the wind and the buffeting of the car and the rain sweeping across the road and the overspray, everything. I mean, like, you name it, it was there. one of the things that I knew is that I knew where I was going. I didn't have to look for my exit. I didn't have to wonder, have I gone too far? I knew exactly where I was going. And if we have set an intention with the angels, and we know through prayer and meditation and messages and signs and other ways that the angels communicate with us, we know whether we're on the right road or not. Our gut feeling just tells us. Now, our fear may talk us out of it, but there's a gut knowing when you know you're on the right road. And there's a gut knowing when you know you're not. So when you go through the dark times, and even when you go through the good times, and those times when it's just gray and you're in the wait, if you know where you're going, you don't have to be constantly questioning every exit. Did I go too far? Am I on the right road? You know, am I in the right state? So it's very important, and the angels are very much requesting you to have to move in a direction where the angels can lift you up to your highest self and move you towards your life purpose. And your life purpose is not going to change, whether you're in the gray or the extreme dark time, whether things are going great, or you keep telling, and there's days when I say, I didn't sign up for this. Where is the out? Because I didn't sign up for all of this. But if I know where I'm going, I can get through the dark times. So that's one of the lessons that that Michael wanted me to share with you. Another thing that he wants you to do is listen to your guidance, because the angels are always speaking to us. We're always receiving some sort of message. And just like Mark said earlier, some people get messages through numerology. Other people find coins or feathers, or they just know in their heart, or they overhear a conversation, or they hear a song lyric. But there's something, some way that the angels communicate with us and tweak our path. And when we get handed something that seems like too heavy to bear, or it's something that's just gone on for a long, long time, it's listening to the angels and learning the life lessons that you get to learn, because things don't just land. For people that are really seriously, genuinely seeking a higher path, things just very rarely, if ever, just randomly happen. And if they do, even that can be used as a tool to teach you something, to move you further along. So Michael is saying, listen to your guidance and then do what you're instructed to do. Even if it doesn't make sense, even if it's going to make people upset, even if other people aren't going to understand, even if you're afraid So listen to your guidance. When we go through the gray, and when we go through the sunny times, but especially the gray, is a good practice time to learn how to ground yourself in your belief and trust in yourself, in the messages the angels give you, in God, in knowing that you have a purpose and that there is a place for you and your life does have meaning. But sometimes being in the gray is the time where you get to learn the lessons of the message. You get to learn the lessons that are going to move you further along. Because when you're in the sun, and when you're in the sunlight, and you have the white puffy clouds, you're not being tested as much. You don't feel like you have to ground yourself as much because you're just so in tune with the angels and things are just happening so fast. But the gray time, which is most of the time we're in, I think, but the gray time is the time when we will be asked to learn life lessons to help us ground and help us mature and help us clarify what it is we want to create and strengthen our relationship with the angels, because that's what we're going to hang on to when we go through the rough times, when we're white-knuckle driving, when all we can see are the taillights of the car in front of us. And that's all we've got to make sure that we're on the road that we're supposed to be on. So take the experiences that you get. If you don't like it, there is a lesson to learn in that. If you're bored, if you're impatient, if you're angry, if you're hurt, whatever uncomfortableness you find yourself, there is a lesson in that. And when you learn that lesson, it's like there's a big angelic checklist, and they go, okay, now they've learned to that, and they, check that off. One of the things you needed to learn in this life was to love your enemy. Okay, great. You can check that off now. That's what you learn in the gray. When you're white-knuckle driving, that's when you just hang on to what you know. But the knowing occurs in the gray. And then when you get in the sunlight, you can better enjoy and celebrate being in the sun and the blue sky and the clouds, and know that that's just as much a gift as the white knuckle driving. In fact, the reason you can enjoy the sun is because you know what it's like not to be in the sun. A mole living under the ground cannot fully appreciate the blazing sun because it doesn't have the contrast of the blazing sun and the dark. In fact, a mole can't tolerate the blazing sun because it hasn't had the experience of the contrast. So this is a universe of not only seasons and changes, but this is also a universe of contrast so that we can fully enjoy those moments when we're in the sun, because we know what it's like to be white knuckle driving. I can only enjoy a really good meal because I know what it's like to be hungry. I can enjoy a really restful night because I've had nights where I haven't slept at all. So it's in the contrast that you will learn some valuable lessons, and you will be able to you'll be able to expand yourself in your celebration, as well as the dark times. And I can tolerate the dark times because I know that there's also the sun. And I can really appreciate the sun because I know there's dark times. So unless I have that contrast, I'm not fully able to fully express myself and fully live in the broad range of emotions that God has created for us. And another lesson, another thing that Michael wants you to do is when you go through these times when it's very, very dark and you're doing the white knuckle driving, or when you're in the gray, and there are various shades of gray. So sometimes you're very confused and you really don't know, and sometimes you can almost get it and you're almost there. And you can see a little bit of patches of blue within the gray. So wherever you are, take care of yourself. When you're in the dark, when you're just sort of surviving, when you don't know, that's when you call on the angels and you wait for a very clear sign. That's when you know that through the gray, I've learned to, or I've learned that, how supported I am by the angels. So if you need more rest, if you need to eat, if you need to eat like something, I need protein. So I know that I need to eat protein and drink water. So if there's something that I need to do to take care of me, Michael is very clear that there are going to be times when you need to focus on your own well-being and focus inward on what it is you need, as opposed to being so focused outward to all of the stuff that's going on. So I believe that we're right at the half-hour mark. So, Mark, if you want to do your thing.
Sure. You've been listening to Spiritual Connections Radio. This is Dr. Connie in the Arms of the Angels. She's on every Thursday from 8 to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. If you'd like to call in and get a free reading, get some guidance, get an angel reading, you can call 646-716-9663. That's 646-716-9663. And you can find out more about this show and all the other shows that we have at Spiritual Connections Radio by going to the website www.spiritualconnectionsradio.com. Dr. Connie, what is your website?
www.drconniesays.com.
And what do you have up there for free right now?
I have a newsletter that will actually be up within the week. If you would like to sign up for my my newsletter, I would love to have you as part of my family. A writing on again, what I talked about life lessons. I also have, if something that would actually kind of dovetails with what I was speaking about, 15 of the archangels, their names, and just kind of a thumbnail description of their specialty. So when we go through these trying times, sometimes it's good to know and have a team of people. You know, I know that I can call you, but I also know Michael, and I know Jophiel, and I know, you know, Raziel. So having a familiarity and a relationship with these angels helps to know that you're being carried, that there's, you know, that they're a real entity. So I have that if people would like to take a peek at that.
Excellent. You ready for a reading?
I am.
All right, let's go ahead and bring Jackie on. Jackie, you're on with Dr. Connie.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, Jackie. How are you this evening?
I'm good. My question was for the guides and the angels, is there like anything they would like me to know or message for me? Even if I can get some names too, would be helpful.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I'm actually going to use my Archangel Michael card, since he's the one that gave me the message. I figured he kind of wanted to be in on the angel readings tonight. Do you have a certain, like I was saying, with the angels, the archangels, they have a specialty. So if I knew kind of what your particular need was, then I could suggest, you know, an angel for you.
Wow, okay, well, I have like a love question and a work question as well. I guess
I have so many people that call with love and work questions. Those are just, those seem to be the hot topics. Okay. So
I love love questions.
I do too. All right. Shoot, Jackie, what you got?
Okay. So do you see any love interests coming in anytime soon?
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I do know, as I'm shuffling these cards, but I do know that Archangel Raphael, actually, is the Archangel for soulmate relationships. So you could, Archangel Raphael has an emerald green type of aura, so you can even imagine looking at an emerald or seeing like a green, emerald green mist or something. But I would call on Archangel Raphael, because you not only want a relationship, but you want a soulmate relationship.
Mm-hmm.
You want a blissful, happy, because you could probably go out tonight and find somebody that would want to go out with you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but just because you could find someone to go out with you doesn't mean that would actually be what you want.
Mm-hmm.
So, Michael has three things to tell you. Number one, he wants to let you know that God is in charge.
Okay.
Now, because you want a relationship, that is probably in the cards for you, because the Bible is very clear that God gives us the desires of our heart.
Mm-hmm.
He also wants you to make a commitment as to this relationship, which would mean for you the changes that you might need to make, that the angels speak to you about, maybe taking risks, maybe changing your diet or some sort of a lifestyle change, maybe exercise, something that the angels are going to ask you to do.
Okay, so how will I know what they want me to do?
You'll know, because you may get repetitive messages. You may all of a sudden, let's say that they want you to exercise. All
mm-hmm.
of a sudden you're going to see all these different gym advertisements, or people are going to give you flyers for a yoga class, or you're going to just have this kind of, gee, I wonder what a Zumba class would be like. So, you know, you try out a Zumba class or something. You're just going to, you can also ask the angels, help me, just like I did with Michael in my preparation for this evening. Help me know. Help me hear your message. Help me know for sure. So part of your commitment is, I'm going to make a commitment to meditate or talk to my angels. Actually, Mark did a fantastic meditation that's on my website that mm-hmm. you can download for free on how to meet your guardian angels. So being in that space of where the angels are, the more you get to know them, the easier it is for them to communicate with you. But since God is in charge, if you'll just sort of turn it over to him, he'll help you with this. You don't mm-hmm. have to fight and, you know, just hope that the angels hear you, because they want to help you more than you want them to help you. And Michael also wants you to go outside and spend some time in nature.
Okay.
Take a walk, because it's easier to hear the angels in nature, because they're just so a part of the plants and the rocks and the trees and the animals. And so if you can get yourself, even if it's a walk around the block.
Okay.
Do that.
Okay, because that was a quick question with the angels, is because, like, when I'm, like, in the room or just, like, sitting on my bed, like, I feel like a cool wind or someone blowing in my face.
Yeah.
Would
that's
that
angels.
Be?
Yeah, that's angels.
But then, like, myself is like, how would you know who that may be?
Ask them.
But I feel like I'm not hearing them properly. I don't know if it's just me. I don't know if I'm overly excited or I'm...
Yes, the answer is yes. The answer is yes. You're trying too hard and you're overexcited. Not all of us are... I've heard, you know, Mark share a story, and he says, oh, well, the first time, you know, the names were just kind of coming in. And some of us are not like that. Some of us are... you know, when you ask, the first name you hear, you know, if you really ask for your angel's name, who is this,
mm-hmm.
Go for it.
Okay.
I've heard
somebody come and say hello before, but, like, it seemed like they turned their volume up so loud that my ears started to ring. But then after that, I never hear anything after that one time that the person came and said hello to me.
The angels are going to
mm-hmm.
come to you in any number of ways.
Okay.
So if I only think that the angels are going to come on Thursday at 8 o'clock when I do my show, and every other time I don't know, then mm-hmm. I'm going to miss the angels, you know, 99% of the time.
Mm-hmm.
So you're trying too hard. You're trying to be perfect.
Okay.
And just relax. Ask the angels. Sometimes there's a color. Sometimes there's if you see like a blue for Michael or a green for Raphael or copper or something like that, you know, get to know the angels. Ask them to show them more about themselves. And I think that'll happen with you more outdoors than indoors. But the angels really must want to communicate with you if they're blowing in your face. That's cool.
Okay,
that's
so
really cool.
Outdoors. Okay. Okay, so that's so would your same answer be the same thing for work?
Yeah. Okay. The big message for you is make a commitment to what you want.
Okay.
Whether it's a change in job or getting a job or a promotion or something, really make a commitment. And one of the things that I talked about in my life lesson is act like the person. Get embody the characteristics of the woman you would want to be having a relationship. Would you be kind and funny and giving and whatever you would be as a girlfriend?
Mm-hmm.
Or whatever you would be in your job duties. Be that. Because you will attract the guy you want to attract and the job you want to attract if you are embodying those characteristics of somebody that already is that. Because like mm-hmm. attracts like.
Okay.
And don't try so hard.
I think that's the thing. I think I'm trying too hard. So you're just saying relax and walk more and take walks. Okay.
Remember,
okay,
if
thank
you were listening to what I... Well, just remember, if you were listening to what I was saying, that most of the time you're in the gray anyway. So mm-hmm. that's your time where you can learn and kind of play with this stuff. Okay.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right.
Good night.
Hey, Sharon, you're on with Dr. Connie.
Hi,
Sharon,
thank you so much
you?
For taking my call.
Oh, thank you for calling. How can I help you?
I would like to know what the angels would like to tell me as far as learning to communicate better with them also.
Okay. Michael's laughing. He's laughing because he's like, you know, he like shouts in your ear, you know, kind of thing. It's not so much that how can I communicate better, it's how can I just stop and listen because they're already talking to me kind of thing.
Okay. That makes
okay,
sense.
Whatever you're doing,
mm-hmm.
whatever you're doing, it's time to quit doing it because there's something that you're doing right now. It's either in your life space, it's a relationship, it's a habit, it's something that you're doing, and it's just time to leave that.
Well, that could be a lot of things.
Okay. Well, if that's a lot of things, then this is an opportunity for you to make some changes so you're in that space, so you're not, see, a lot of the times we get so caught up in our stuff that, you know, like I said, Michael's really laughing because the angels are yelling at you, but you're so caught up in your stuff that you can't hear them. So sometimes it's just, if I know that I'm doing something that's not for my highest good, or a relationship has run its course, or I'm eating or drinking something that I know I shouldn't, then you're at a spiritual maturity place where it's time to leave that.
Yeah, that's basically,
because
at this time in my life, I'm trying to get rid of a lot of little things as far as pretty much in every area that you just stated. It's kind of like a time of completion of a lot of things and moving forward and actually making these changes, and
right.
I do get scared.
Okay. Well, one of the things that there are children in heaven, there are family members and children in heaven that are watching over you and are safe and are at a place where they couldn't be here for you while they were on earth, but they can be here for you now. So you not only can call on God to help you with creating like this perfect health that you want, but you can also call on your loved ones because there's two or three key people that you can call on for guidance and assistance. So this is not a solo journey.
Okay,
and
that's one of the things I forget. Not one to ask for help, so it's very tricky for me to remember to even ask for help.
So how can you listen to the angels if you don't talk and ask help from them either?
Exactly. I agree. It's just, it's a funny thing that, you know, it's taken a very long time to even to remember to ask for help.
Mm-hmm. But that's what Michael's asking you to do, is really focus on moving outside and letting people in, because they really want to be there to support you.
Okay, that's good to know, because that will help me feel more comfortable in reaching out, because I've reached out and I've thought I've reached out and was kind of left on a limb. So you get to the point where you just don't bother to ask anymore and you just keep going. And I know that's not a good place to be.
Well, but I think I get the sense that because you're so ready to give up things that have up until now have not worked for you, that you're going to be able to attract a different kind of people that won't leave you hanging on the vine, kind of sort of thing.
Oh, good, because that's something that I just, you know, that I've experienced, and that's something that has basically been a focus of mine, that I can attract different people. These people were in my life to learn certain lessons and to become aware of. And now I've come to the conclusion that I can actually feel like, yes, they served their purpose. This is a different time. Now I can move into a different space in my life.
Right. Exactly.
Oh, thank you. This is
You're
really
very, welcome.
Very helpful.
Thank you. And thank Michael.
Pardon?
And thank Michael.
Oh. Thank you, Michael. Thank you so much. Have a wonderful evening.
You're welcome, ma'am. Thank you. Have a blessed evening.
Hey, Dr. Connie, it's Mark, and I have a question for you. I'd love to see what the angels think is for my highest good and some guidance as far as me going into some interviews next week.
Alrighty.
So, yes, career questions.
The career question. I like the love questions. I'm with you on that one. Alrighty, this is coming straight from Michael, and I know you work extremely close with him. Okay. Whatever you're being offered, don't jump at it. Take your time making the decision. Make sure that you know all the facts. Make sure that you, if you find something, a particular something that the opportunity, the bottom line, the opportunity that you want is going to wait for you. So if you want a job in a particular field, that particular job is going to wait for you and will be open for you. So when you get a particular offer, don't feel like that you have to jump at it. And get all the facts and write down your thoughts and feelings about the job so that you are getting a very clear picture of what your higher self is telling you. And while you're doing that, know that you're guarded and protected, so God's got your back. So you don't have to feel like you've got to jump at the first thing if it doesn't feel right for you.
Okay.
And this would go for anyone who's in a position where they've been out of work for a while or they have opportunities that are opening up for them. It's an opportunity to trust the universe that you're being led in the direction that you need to go to learn what it is you need to learn. But having that moment of breathing and soul searching and knowing that in the big grand scheme of things, you're still in the palm of God's hand, it's, you know, could take the pressure off of some situations. So.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. I think bottom line, this has just been a reminder of how close the angels are to us when we choose to call on them. And one of the saying that I have on my website of, if you really knew who you were, you'd never doubt yourself again. That this is a call to that, of knowing that there's a connection that's higher than whatever circumstance that we're facing right now. And it's being in that gray and allowing us to be taught, whether it's faith or whether it's whatever, you know, people looking for a job or people wondering if they're going to be able to keep their job. It's that gray area that tends to throw most of us for a loop because we like answers. You know, I love answers. Well, maybe that's one of the reasons I chose to be a psychologist, so I could put all the puzzle pieces together and figure out the answer. You know. But I don't know. What do you think, Mark? What do you think about the current call for what the angels want from us right now?
I think, let me just make sure. Okay, so I'm not muted.
no, we can hear you. Be careful what you say.
Yeah,
we can hear you.
Yeah, go ahead and rephrase that question for me.
I feel like that we're in a place where the angels are trying to communicate with us in a much stronger way, a much clearer, focused, more dramatic way. And I guess,
yeah,
I only feel that because of the vista that I saw and the dark contrasted with the light and the gray all around that.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah, I mean, this.
I
was going to say, you know, I'm always watching Facebook, and I'm part of a number of different groups around the world. And, you know, one of the groups I was watching to see a posting from Doreen Virtue. And in the posting from Doreen Virtue, she had a picture, and in the picture there was a angel in it. And the posting that she put there is that, you know, the angels are really, you know, recently, and I don't know what she considers to be recent, but she says recently the angels are really starting to manifest and put themselves out there and really show themselves more than they ever have in years and years and years. And I think that's just more of just the big catalyst. I know I was sitting with a friend of mine. We were talking about some aspects of ascended masters and archangels and stuff like that today. And one of the phrases or one of the ideas that we brought up is the whole idea that there is this increased spiritual growth. Like, you know, I think for her, you know, she said, listen, I've been doing this, you know, for 25 years, and it's just amazing that there's just so many people talking about spirituality. I can actually come out of the closet and talk about stuff now where, you know, I was pretty much alone and everything years ago. And I said, well, you know, for me, yeah, there's lots of different things in my life that I could say in hindsight represented spiritual growth for me. But the true nature, as far as I personally believe my own spiritual journey has unfolded, I only see it as being something that's occurred over the last 4 years. And I said, even in the last 4 years, I've seen this in a really advanced unfolding. You know, and a lot of the examples I like to give is that, is that in one of the spiritual training groups or mystery schools that I belong to, you know, when I first started 3 or 4 years ago, I was one of maybe one or two men in the class and then like 500 women. You know, the flip side of that is, you know, today when I go to the different training retreats around the world with this teacher and with this group, you know, now I walk in and there's 10 or 15 men there. So, you know, it's just amazing to see that there's this constant growth, not only with seeing men coming into the spiritual space, but also with seeing that there is more people becoming enlightened. There's more people starting to take the journey. And it seems to keep on accelerating and accelerating. I think that's really exciting. So I think going hand in hand with that, I think the angels are always there, making their presence more known. You know, you feel more of the energy around you, and I think it's definitely something that is being noticed by a lot of people.
Yeah, as you were talking, the only thing I could think of was critical mass, that if you get enough energy going in the right, you get enough people and enough energy going in the same direction at the same time, it causes a major shift. And maybe we've reached a level of critical mass where the angels now are able to, maybe the vibration of us has risen higher so that it's easier for the angels to communicate with us.
Yeah, yeah. So with that, we're ready to wrap up the show. Why don't you go ahead and give out your website, because I know there's a free document on Lessons Learned, which is on your on your website for free. And also they get a free informational thing sent to them if they sign up for your newsletter. So go ahead and give out your website.
www.drconniesays.com.
That's great. As always, it's always great to have you on the show, and I'll just kind of go through my normal spew with everybody. You've been listening to Spiritual Connections Radio. This is Dr. Connie. And this is In the Arms of the Angels, and she does the show every Thursday from 8 to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. This show is available for replay. Generally, this particular show, just like all shows, will basically be up in the archives and available to listen to and download into iPod, iTunes, everything. You can subscribe and get notice about the different shows. And that normally comes available within about 12 minutes after the show ends. So this show and all the rest of the shows, and all the different people we have, their shows and everything are available in the archives. And you can get to the archives by going to the main website, which is www.spiritualconnectionsradio.com. And with that, Dr. Connie, I say goodnight to you.
And I say goodnight to you and everyone. Thank you.
All right. Lots of love to everybody. Have a great night.